Hey y'all, so let's talk real quick. Like most people, I was usually the friend that everyone turns to talk to release to unload on, with no real place to do so myself. Or if they weren't doing that, people's perception of you is usually that you are so strong, so put together, and always holding it together that it's kind of hard to release or vent with the reputation or perception of that, right? What people think about you feels better than what you're actually feeling, so you kind of keep it to yourself. You continue to be strong and be the put-together person that so many people think that you are, and you continue to fake it until you make it, until you can't, until you don't. I started this podcast as a way to just vent. It was my outlet, my baby. I never had any intentions on anyone ever really listening to it. I don't put too much into promotion, not really at all, or sharing it, because it was my way to just release. I know some people comment about how short they are, how some people feel as if they're just having a casual conversation with someone they know when they listen to them. And in all actuality, I was just speaking to me, for me. I'm speaking to the girl inside who was always strong for everyone else, carrying their burdens, their emotions, finally realizing that I needed this outlet too. There are so many of us out there like that. And I just wanted to say how important it is to find your outlet, to find something that will allow you to let whatever you feel day to day or whenever you are just feeling it out. Holding it in does us no good, and pretending doesn't last very long at all. Think of a book bag. You continue putting books in. If you don't take any books out and you continue to stuff it, it will eventually break. It could be piece by piece or just plain old the bottom of the bag. Everything falls apart. Everything falls out. You have to find some time to take some of the books out before you start stuffing it with other books, in order to avoid that from happening, right? So you have to find an outlet. For some people, it's writing. Write about those deeply held thoughts and feelings. For some, it's going to the gym to work out the stress of the day and just finding a space that they feel comfortable enough to just breathe. For others, it's cooking, because that's their safe space. But whatever it may be, no matter what it may be, have your outlet, because strong people need that too, just as much as anybody else. If you were your friend, you'd be telling you that too. So what is your outlet?